From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Efforts to keep agricultural pests and diseases out of the U.S. would receive a boost from legislation passed by Congress. The bill provides funding to add more agricultural inspectors and sniffer dogs at airports and seaports to check for produce and animal products that might carry those exotic pests. Supporters of the bill say invasive pests and diseases cost the economy and environment alike. President Trump is expected to sign the bill. Exports of U.S. fresh fruits declined by 6% in 2019, while exports of U.S. fresh vegetables was up 4%. Retaliatory tariffs still weighed on U.S. fruit exports to China in 2019. Trade statistics from the USDA showed nearly all major categories of fruit exports declined in 2019. While all fresh fruits were down 6%, fresh apples were down 5%, fresh cherries down 5%, peaches down 2%, but fresh pears were up 6% at $164 million. Researchers have discovered faster, better ways to detect foodborne pathogens especially harmful to people. According to thepacker.com, two studies have been published already in 2020. Kansas State University researchers found a quick detection method for finding Shiga toxin-producing E. coli, or STEC, which is often found in cattle feces and ground beef. The study says traditional STEC detection can take up to a week to obtain definitive results, but the new method takes only a day. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.